RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program of the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That's our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla promises 1,000 ships in assistance for fishermen this year. New chief BNPT wants to de-radicalize beatfish terrorists. Now the news in detail. After hearing complaints from owners of fish processing factories about shortage in fresh fish supply in Ambon and Bandanira, Maluku province on Tuesday, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that the government would soon bring to reality its promise to provide 1,000 fishing boats in aid for fishermen. The factory owner said that the number of fishermen remained unchanged, while but the number of fish processing factories increased. Currently, there are 5 fish processing plants in the port of Ambon, increasing from only one. The first unit, PT Harta Samudra, was built 4 years earlier. Meanwhile, 2 fish processing plants in Bandanira had stopped operation on shortage in supply of fresh fishes and power supply. The newly installed National Counterterrorism Agency BNPT Chief Inspector General Tito Karnavian aims to include beatfish or leading terrorists in the agency's de-radicalization program as part of government efforts to combat terrorism. General Tito, inaugurated by President Joko Widodo on Wednesday, said that this agency needs to switch focus to the big fish of terrorism in the wake of several cases of terror acts being planned behind bars. BNPT considers leading terrorists to have ingrained radical convictions but believes they can be persuaded to abandon these beliefs and return to normal lives. The cases included a military training camp in Aceh in 2004 that was plotted within Jakarta's Cipinang Penitentiary and allegedly involved terrorist convict Abu Bakar Ba'asyir, the spiritual leader of Islamic organization Jama'ah Ansarut Tauhid, GAT. Meanwhile, a general attack conducted in Jakarta by 4 terrorists was else allegedly planned on Nusa Kambangan Prison Island by terror convicts. Aman Abdurrahman Iwan Darmawan Muto, General Tito, affirmed that the techniques used to de-radicalize beatfish terrorists include moderate teachings and communication restriction. Chairman of Indonesian Parliament Ethics Body MKD Surahman said on Tuesday that his party initiated reprimand towards disobedient House lawmakers. He says that the ethics body plans to send notice to all lawmakers after they return from access on April 1st. He also pointed out that the notices are aimed at reminding those who have forgotten to submit well report. Surahman added the council would have to sanction lawmakers who still fail to submit reports after receiving the notice, which would regulate new deadlines for the reports. Surahman also acknowledged that lawmakers had different interpretation of the law, which made some of them disobedient. Meanwhile, KPK Deputy for Prevention Pahala Nainggolan said that to ensure POC obedience, the KPK would urge President Joko Widodo's administration to issue a government regulation that outline a sanction for state officials who fail to submit their well report on time. The first meeting of Ad Hoc Committee on the Indian Ocean Marine Association, IORA Concord, was held in Bali on March 16 and 17, which was attended by 20 of Diora 21 members, although Thailand could not attend Diora Concord. Thai government has finished support for the process of Diora Concord and will attend further meetings. This was stated by spokesman of the Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs, Armanata Kristwanasin, in a press briefing in Jakarta on Tuesday. He said at Ad-Hoc Committee of Diora Concord aims at discussing term of reference and determining the duties of special committee that had been agreed upon in the city of Padang, West Sumatra in October last year.
Tujuan dari pertemuan ini adalah untuk menindaklanjuti pembentukan.
The purpose of the meeting is to follow up the establishment of Diora Concord agreed in Padang. It was the first meeting of ad hoc committee, so that they mainly discuss the terms of reference associated with the formation of committee and determine their duties. Afterwards, they will make the initial draft for Diora Concord.
Mereka akan tentunya mendraft awal Diora Concord itu sendiri.
Furthermore, Armanata Kristwanasin explained the Diora Concord is an agreement or document to strengthen regionalism and to facilitate the opportunities and potential for cooperation of Indian Ocean region, especially in the economic field. In addition, Diora Concord is also intended to address non-traditional issues in the region such as illegal fishing, human trafficking, drug trafficking, illegal immigrants and hijacking. Diora Concord will be approved by head of state or government of Diora member state in their first summit to be held in Indonesia in March 2017. 44 countries had confirmed to attend regional foreign Bali process to take place in Nusa Dua, Bali on 22nd and 23rd March 2016. Bali process is a regional forum to strengthen cooperation and to facilitate discussion and various issues related to human trafficking, human smuggling and crimes against humanity. The press briefing held on Tuesday, 17 March 2016 at the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Jakarta. Foreign Minister spokesperson Armanata Nasir said that 44 countries are member state and observer countries. In addition, six international organizations have also confirmed to attend.
Per hari ini, itu ada 44 negara yang telah konfirmasi akan hadir, baik anggota maupun
As of today, there are 44 countries to have confirmed to be present, either members or observers, and six international organizations. The number of ministers who will attend to have already confirmed is yes, 13 number of deputy ministers and the rest at the level about 8 senior officials. The preparation process continues now early mature. 90% of preparation is completed.
Sekarang sudah hampir matang ya, mungkin sudah 95% persiapan sudah selesai.
Armanata further explained, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi and Australian Foreign Minister Julia Bishop became co-chairs of this forum. On March 21, 2016, Minister Julia Bishop will visit Indonesia to make final preparation of Bali process and also discuss bilateral issues between the two countries. The issues that will be raised here are related to trade, investment and exchange of students. This year, the Bali process will be held for the sixth time since it was first held in 2002. The last item, Indonesian government denies having an agreement to meet with the Australian government regarding the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry visit to Ramallah. Spokesperson of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry Armanata Nasir stated on Tuesday that the preparatory plan of Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi visit was conducted through an official diplomatic channel by the Indonesian ambassador to Jordan and Palestine since December 2015, not by an agreement with the Israeli government.
Menurut artikel tersebut bahwa
According to the article, there was an agreement. I want to assure that first, there was no meeting between Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry and the Australian government regarding Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister visit plan to Ramallah. Secondly, I want to emphasize that there was no discussion, let alone agreement, with the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister regarding the visit to Jerusalem. Earlier, Israel Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs C.P. Hotofelli stated before the Israeli parliament that Israel prohibited Indonesian foreign minister to visit Ramallah as Indonesia has violated a confidential agreement between the two countries. The agreement was made during the confidential visit to Asian Division of Israel Foreign Affairs Ministry. Matt Sofer to Indonesia to ask Minister Retno to visit Israel during her visit to Ramallah. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled Myanmar's New President is a Hope to Boost Cooperation with Indonesia. After a few decades under a military junta leader, finally the people of Myanmar have the president from civilian. His name is Thein Kwe. He was the candidate of the National League for Democracy, NLD, led by Myanmar's democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi. Previously, the upper house and lower house and the military faction in the parliament nominated Thein Kwe and Henry Van Thieu of the NLD party and Min Swe from the military faction. Based on the result of the counting, Kwe, who is a close friend of Aung San Suu Kyi, gained 360 votes from a total 652 votes. In a press conference taking place in Jakarta recently, President Joko Widodo has expressed his congratulations on the elected President Thein Kwe of Myanmar, which was part of the process of democratic and political transition in Myanmar. The world records it as a new history in Myanmar for almost 50 years, led by military junta. Myanmar's people are entering a new phase in the life of the state, although they might dream that Aung San Suu Kyi would become a president. Based on a legal system in Myanmar, a presidential candidate whose children are foreign nationalities is banned to be president. It has been known that Suu Kyi got married with a British scientist, the late Michael Harris. Their sons had British passport. However, Suu Kyi had witnessed Thein Kwe, a figure from her party, and LD was democratically elected as a new president of Myanmar. Indonesia certainly hopes that the new president elected, Thein Kwe, will be able to bring Myanmar into a better condition. The people of Myanmar are expected to live in a more prosperous and comfortable situation. Meanwhile, Myanmar's relationship with Indonesia that existed for a long time will be able to continue to be improved, both bilaterally, regionally, and internationally. Besides marking a new chapter of history and democracy in Myanmar, that Thein Kwe was elected as the president of Myanmar is also the beginning of a better life for his people. The politician and the people must make this good moment to avoid social riot and political turmoil, which may appear later, has happened in the neighboring countries such as Thailand and Pakistan. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We begin with an event on March 18, 1974, when Arab countries except Libya ended the oil embargo. Arab countries, the oil producer, began their oil embargo against US, United Kingdom and other countries which sold their oil to Israel on October 17, 1973. This embargo was done because US and UK provided a large-scale military aid to the Zionists in the war between Israel with Syria and Egypt since October 6, 1973. One day after the announcement of oil price hike by OPEC, the Arab countries announced their embargo against US, United Kingdom, and Israel. As a result, the oil price hiked further. The Western countries faced big problems due to the embargo, and the period was called as oil shock.
On March 18, 1974, the embargo was ended. After U.S. Foreign Affairs Minister Henry Kissinger successfully negotiated the truce between Israel and Syria. This event proved that the Middle Eastern countries have great weapon to suppress U.S. and the West in general to stop protecting Israeli Zionist regime. Moving on to March 18, 1965, Alexei Leonov became the first person to walk in the outer space. Alexei Arkhipovich Leonov was a retired Russian astronaut with the latest rank as Air Force Major General. On March 18, 1965, Leonov became the first person in the world to walk in the outer space. He was outside of his shuttle for 12 minutes 9 seconds. Leonov was one of 20 pilots of Soviet Air Force to be chosen as astronaut in 1960. His trip to the space was initially planned for 11 missions with Vostok Space Shuttle. However, all other missions were cancelled, leaving one remaining, which made him as one of the most remembered human in the history of space flight. We end today in history with an event on March 18, 2008, Adam Air operating license was revoked. Adam Air was a cheap airline based in Indonesia. The operational license as this airline was revoked following many plane incidents, which began with the Adam Air plane crash in Majene, South Sulawesi on January 1, 2007, which killed all crews and passengers amounting to 102 people. In November 9, 2006, actually Adam Air had received the Award of Merit in Low-Cost Airline of the Year 2016 during the 3rd Annual Asia-Pacific and Middle East Aviation Outlook Summit in Singapore. However, the award did not bring positive improvement to the flight condition of Adam Air. The number of incidents made Indonesian government finally made ranking and evaluation of airlines. From the ranking announced on March 22, 2007, Adam Air was the third of the very worrying ones. Thus, Adam Air received administrative sanction that was re-evaluated every 3 months. After no improvement during the time limit, Air Operator Certificate Adam Air was frozen on March 18, 2008. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, Daily News and Events.
Welcome back to Focus. Today's edition features Indonesia and Belgium agree on increasing economic cooperation. Listener, Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomed the delegates of Belgium Kingdom led by Princess Astrid at the Merdeka Palace Jakarta on March 15th. Princess Astrid, who is the sister of Belgian King Philip, brought around 300 businessmen and 127 companies. This is the biggest state visit of Belgium. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi, who accompanied the president in the meeting, said the president agreed to increase economic relations mainly in the trade and investment sector. Retno Marsudi said the total trade transaction of Indonesia and Belgium in 2015 reached $1.67 billion, while the investment was $7 million. The president also conveyed his hope for the increasing of bilateral trade relationship would be profitable for both countries. The increase, according to Minister Retno Marsudi, can be done through increase in interaction between business community of both country and market access expansion for Indonesian products such as footwear, rubber, textile, electronics, and furniture. President Joko Widodo invited Belgian investors to increase their investment in Indonesian strategic sectors such as infrastructure, telecommunication, movie industry, and raw material. While on cultural cooperation, the President welcomed the Indonesia-Belgium cultural cooperation, including the Indonesian theme park, Kingdom of Ganesha, inside Paradisa Park, Belgium. President Joko Widodo was also happy as Indonesia is chosen as an honorary guest in the Europalia Festival 2017, which will be optimized as means to promote Indonesian culture and tourism. One day ahead, Monday, March 14th, Princess Astrid has a meeting with Vice President Yusuf Kalla in Jakarta. In the meeting, Vice President expressed his appreciation for the Princess Astrid to choose Indonesia as an honorary visit destination of Belgian Kingdom. Yusuf Kalla added, "So far the relation between Indonesia and Belgium is good, especially in the chocolate factory establishment in Indonesia. Therefore, Belgium encouraged Indonesia to increase the cooperation in chocolate and other natural resources. Indonesia itself is an open country of long history of cooperation with Belgium." On the other hand, Industry Minister Saleh Husin said, "So far, the Belgian investors still look upon power sector in several regions of Indonesia." Even according to Minister Saleh Husin, the power sector is still the main focus for investors from Belgium. Currently, Belgium had participated in power plant constructions in Sumatra and Kalimantan. In this cooperation, Belgium plans to support the 35,000 megawatt power program. Listener, that was Focus.
Listener, here is the headlines of several national newspapers published today, March 18, 2016. We begin with Kompas, which wrote, "Land depression, a serious threat." The depression rate of the land surface in Jakarta is increasing from 5 to 6 centimeters into 10 to 11 centimeters annually. On the other hand, the sea surface also increases 0.1 up to 2.2 meters annually due to the global warming. With a real countermeasure, the bad things could happen. Hydrology expert of University of Indonesia, Firdaus Ali, said the land surface depression in Jakarta is affected at least by several factors. First, the urbanization rate in Jakarta is quite high, where the people need new living spaces. Also, space utilization is increasing uncontrollably, giving heavier load for Jakarta. Besides, big groundwater extraction also contributes to the depression. Meanwhile, Indonesian Institute of Science or LIPI Geotechnology Research Center head Haryadi Permana, the subsidence in Jakarta was caused by the land materials of Jakarta are soft, such as mud, sea, and delta sedimentation. Meanwhile, Media Indonesia wrote, "Ahok admits supported by four parties." Support for Basuki Cahayapurnama or Ahok into the 2017 Jakarta gubernatorial election keeps flowing. Besides the increasing volunteers, there are parties to join such as Nasdem, Hanura, National Mandate Party or PAN, and the National Awakening Party or PKB. Ahok said he had met the chairman of PAN, Zulkifli Hasan, and PAN will support him after some surveys and studies. Ahok also said, besides PAN, PKB is very possible to support him. And this can be seen from several communications between him and the PKB recently. Maman Emmanuel Haq of PKB admitted that the party is studying the phenomenon of Ahok being an independent candidate and the support for him from the Taman Ahok or Friends of Ahok. Listener, we end the headline with Republika. Israel accuses Indonesia violating agreements. Israel explained the reason of rejecting the visit of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi into Ramallah last week. At that time, Retno was planned to inaugurate the Indonesian Honorary Consulate for Palestine in Ramallah. Finally, the inauguration was held in Amman, Jordania. In front of Israel Parliament last Wednesday, the Foreign Affairs Deputy Minister of Israel, Zibi Hotoveli, said, "Minister Retno was rejected because of violating a secret agreement between the two countries." She added, Israel Foreign Affairs Ministry's Director for Asian Region, Mark Sofer, had secretly visited Jakarta before Minister Retno's departure to Ramallah. The secret visit was an effort of Israel to make a deal with Indonesia on a visit to Palestine. Meanwhile, Minister Retno LP Marsudi emphasized she and the ministry never have any secret meeting with Israel. Well, listener, that was the headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here you see a brief read by Rahmana. After hearing complaints from owner of fish processing factories about shortage in fresh fish supply in Ambon and Banda Nira, Maluku province on Tuesday, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that the government would soon bring to reality its promise to provide 1,000 fishing boats in aid for fishermen. The newly installed National Counterterrorism Agency BNPT Chief Inspector General Tito Karnivian aims to include big fish or leading terrorists in the agency's de-radicalization program as part of a government post to combat terrorism. Chairman of Indonesian Parliament Ethics Body MKD, Surahman, said on Tuesday that his party initiated reprimand towards disobedient House lawmakers. He says that the ethics body plans to send notice to all lawmakers of their return from excess on April 1st. The past meeting of ad hoc committee on the Indian Ocean Marine Association Yorak Concord was held in Bali on March 16 and 17, which was attended by 20 of the Yorak 21 members. Although Thailand could not attend the Yorak Concord, the Thai government has affirmed its support for the process of Yorak Concord and will attend further meetings. 44 countries have confirmed to attend the regional forum Bali process to take place in Nusa Dua, Bali on 22nd and 23rd March 2016. Bali process is a regional forum to strengthen cooperation and to facilitate discussion on various issues related to human trafficking, human smuggling, and crimes against humanity. Indonesian government denies having an agreement to meet with the Israeli government regarding the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry visit to Ramallah. Spokesperson of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Arman Atanasir stated on Tuesday that the preparatory plan of Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi visit was conducted through an official diplomatic channel by Indonesian ambassador to Jordan and Palestine since December 2015, not by an agreement with the Israeli government. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
You're still tuning in to the Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta. And listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Central Sulawesi Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Donggala, the capital of Donggala Regency, will be launched into a tourism town that is projected to become a major tourism destination in the Central Sulawesi Province in the next few years. It will be inaugurated in October 2016. Donggala declared as a tourism city because of its great potential as an old town in Central Sulawesi. In addition, Donggala City has very large and diverse tourism potential, both tourism beaches and undersea natural beauty, as well as the community cultural art. Listener, from the diverse tourism potential of Donggala Regency, there is one potential of natural attractions that you must visit if you come to Donggala, namely Donggala Sea Center. The Sea Center is located in Simbe Village, Banawa Tengah Subdistrict, Donggala Regency. The distance is about 45 kilometers from the city of Palu, capital of Central Sulawesi. To get the site is easy. You can use land transportation for approximately 45 minutes. There are already available complete facilities such as lodging, restaurants, parking lots, and toilets. Donggala Sea Center is a giant well with a diameter of about 10 meters and a depth of about 7 meters. The well was formed naturally with carved stones. The water inside is clear blue and tasted salty as seawater. Perhaps there was a hole that connected the beach and the center of the sea, because the distance from the shoreline is only 500 meters. Other uniqueness of this tradition is the water in the well will tide when the giant seawater is receding, and it will recede when the seawater in a high tide. Listener, you can swim during traveling to the center of Donggala Sea. However, it should have a special expertise, given the sea has unusual depth. After swimming and capture the beautiful landscape, do not forget to bring the water as souvenirs. The local community also believe that the water in the well is able to treat all kinds of diseases. After you end the trip to Donggala Sea Center, it is time now to enjoy the beautiful of Tanjung Karang Beach, which is located close to the center of Donggala Sea. The beach has white sand and became one of the favorite places for snorkeling and diving. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Donggala Sea Center. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello VOI listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Miscellany with Mirahma. In today's edition, we present you online application trend in Indonesia. Listener, the technology which grows rapidly in Indonesia allows all people to access various information about anything in the world. Even until now, people all over the world have been connected through various social media. Anyone, anytime, and anywhere can access various things related to education, entertainment, music, and many others. Now you also do not need to go out to shop. What an amazing comfort for all people around the world. The varied services are classified by using application. The emergence of various applications that can be accessed just by one click away on cell phone screen starts to slowly dominate various sectors in the world, including Indonesia. This development will be dangerous if it is not controlled by authorities. Easiness and comfort in using online application also reach most of Indonesian people living in big cities. The growth of online applications has not reached all over Indonesia indeed. If it keeps growing, all people in Indonesia can use it in the short term. The Indonesian government considers it a good step for Indonesians to be smart people and technology literates. The Indonesian government even lobbied one of the world's information provider software to develop an application for fishermen in Indonesia. Mm. Applications in your cell phone are easy to use indeed, but are still there people who are worried about openness era through cyber world? Like technology which keeps growing in society, the level of crime in the cyber world is increasing too. Governments all over the world should be able to close the gap to avoid the growth of crime in the cyber world. Technology like this is indeed important to develop, but we cannot fully depend on it. Stay alert, careful, and smart in choosing every application that you will use is a good step to get comfort. Well, VOI listener, that ends today's miscellany on the online application trend. I'm Rahman, thanks for listening.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Rahma, in our regular segment, Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Today's edition presents you an Indonesian female dangdut singer named Cupi Cupita. To begin our program, here is a song entitled Goyang Basah. Happy listening. Listener, the song Goyang Basah that we just listened is performed by Cupi Cupita, the beautiful girl born in Bandung, West Java, June 15, 1994, started her career through the debut single Goyang Basah. She is even popular in Malaysia. Chupi became brand ambassador of a mining product there. Chupi revealed that Goyang Basah is a dance which is done continuously until getting sweaty, like doing sport. Well, listener, now let's enjoy a song entitled Melayang Gue. Listener, having successfully released her debut album, Chupi Chupita released the second album with the song Detak Jantungku. The song tells about a woman who brags about a man, but the man always hurts her. The woman then moves on. Through the song, Chupi Chupita is ready to exist in the international world. She promotes her song to 3 countries, including Malaysia, Singapore, and Brunei Darussalam. Therefore, besides the song Detak Jantungku, Chupi Chupita also prepares 10 other songs with various touches to be marketed in the 3 countries. Well, listener, to end the program, here are 2 closing songs entitled Detak Jantungku and Pusing Marimbing by Chupi Chupita. Enjoy the songs and I'll see you again in the next Dangdut edition of Music Corner.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.